Wow, seems such a sudden twist that we go directly into the session. Before we talk about container technology, let me ask you a question. Please raise your hands if you have some knowledge about container technology. Okay, one third of you have raised your hand. Let's talk about the fundamental concepts of container technology and then talk about how Azure is supporting container technology. First, what are containers? But we need to talk about the VMs first. You must be very familiar with VMs. Just as what the words are pointing at, virtual machine is running on a physical machine like line card, memory, CPU, disk, all this as virtualized in the virtual environment. You could install an OS, and you could run several VMs in one physical machine. That's the concept. But then later on, people are thinking, OK, so I run different apps. It feels like not a very effective plan. What if I virtualize the physical machine in order to run applications? Why should I start with physical servers, with the hardware? Why don't we do the virtualization on the OS layer? Imagine if I want to run an application, I need CPU, memory, line card. What if I virtualize the processes? What if I virtualize my memory, CPUs, and actually in one OS, I could virtualize a smaller environment to run my applications? All the containers are sharing the same OS. This kind of virtualization technology is actually more efficient. And actually, it will not affect the other containers on the same physical machine. Let me have a quick demo for you. Let's look at how we actually use the container. First, this is in Hong Kong. I think it's in Hong Kong. I have a VM, which is Windows Server 2016. It has embedded container capability. We usually use Docker to manage the containers. It doesn't matter if you're familiar with it or not. Now I'm going to start a new Windows in this VM. You could have an estimation. How long does it take to start to boost a new OS Windows? You could shout, scream the answer, 10 seconds? How could that be possible? Whose Windows could be started that quickly? For a lightweight Windows server to be started, return 2.4 seconds, I could start a new Windows server in it's a totally closed loop, enclosed Windows server. Let's check how many processes were running in it. It's 19 processes. Well, it's quite revolutionary for Windows. Now come back to my native local VM. I repeat the command. You could see in my full Windows server, Windows, usually I run over 100 processes. So the thing is that I could quickly start this kind of virtual environment. I have my independent files system. I have my independent memory access. It's like a very small VM. While I am getting the independent system, I could also start a new Windows in around two seconds. I hope this could be a very good visualization of what containers. Why should we? Why containers? Number one, it's very convenient. It's not like you need a huge space for the mirroring of a VM. You need a long time of starting it. For the mirroring of the container, it's quick to start. It's very lightweight. It fits well to the microservices principles. Actually, in the concept of microservices, it's quite simple. It's just to truncate a huge application into smaller microservices. The key is that each microservice could have its own environment. You could migrate the microservice independently without impacting the other microservices. So it could, if you are actually doing DevOps, constant development and testing, so it makes the publishing more consistent. This is a very critical contribution to the software industry because it could actually package the application into a very stable software package so that it could be constantly published to your development, testing, and the production environments with the consistent performance. It solves a lot of problems faced by DevOps. Okay, so let's look at the containers ecosystem. This technology has existed for 30 years, but it's getting popular recently because a company called Docker actually provided namespace proof, all kinds of services, providing the working train so that people could run container features more easily. And we are part of the Docker ecosystem. We are a major contributor. We have already embedded support for container and the bottom layer APIs are totally compatible. You can use the same tool to manage your Linux and Windows containers. This is only an individual container problem. When many containers are running in parallel, you have to do the orchestration, intercommunication, coordination. And right now in the market, there are many container scheduling tools like Docker Swarm and DCS, no, Google's Kubernetes, Microsoft. In this ecosystem is actually in putting all the container management system tools to Azure platform. Now let's look at container images. We all know that VM images is huge VHS file. Containers are using a layered approach to manage the images. It's the OS image, and above it, there is the IIS image, and above it is your own, is the image of your own applications. With application images only have the folders, the files of your own applications, but not the bottom layer OS. So when you are doing the imaging, using the tools that could get higher productivity. If we look at Windows Server containers, it's totally compatible with Docker, but we have our own innovation. As I've already introduced, containers are actually sharing the memory, the execution space, but there is a physical isolation. For example, one container If it has, escape, it might have negative impacts on the other containers. So in our Hyper-V technology, we actually isolate the container from the others. If one canary escapes, it will have very small probability of negatively affecting other containers. On the one hand, it provides the VMs, provides the hard isolation, and it could also bring higher performance. If you have a very high requirement of isolation of containers, you could both use Windows Server containers and Hyper-V containers. They are quite consistent in terms of how you use it. The experience are also the same. About containers on Azure, we provide many things like Azure Container Service. When we talk about the service, it all the schedulings are all open. Scheduling tools are open sourced tools, and it's compatible with many systems. And there are also some advanced management services are being integrated into this. So it's a quite a robust container management system for production environment. There is also App Service, which is one of the early Azure services. In App Service, you could run website. Based on that, you could directly publish Docker container on your App Service. This is a snapshot. When you are publishing the application, you could actually select a Docker Hub, which is it's a gallery, it's a database image. You could directly publish it. There is also the Azure Service Fabric. That can be explained in one or two sentences. It's Azure designed such a development platform to support microservices just being launched. Internally, Azure has already used it for almost 10 years. Actually, many Azure services are developed on Azure Service Fabric, like the database, Cortana, all this are developed on Azure Service Fabric. Now we open this robust development fabric to the external developers to enable you to actually develop more global services. When we look at the service fabric, it's basic concept to actually connect several VMs into a cluster. In this cluster, you could run multiple applications. Each application has many services, and in each service, it has many different partitions. When you are running normal Azure services, you could actually publish the container as a service on Azure Service Fabric. You could directly run Docker container on this. You could also on Service Fabric for the Docker containers and the Azure services like database, you could consolidate them all into an integrated service package. You could even directly develop on .NET framework, and it could actually provide a unified integrated platform for microservices. If you are interested in this, we could discuss more details offline. Service Fabric could enable the following scenarios. If you have an ASP.NET website, it's running on IIS. If you want to do some dynamic workload balancing based on IIS, it's going to be difficult. But if you package this as a container and publish to Service Fabric, then Service Fabric will help you with all these capabilities like your service, your ASP.NET.
Crash.
And your crash.
我都要崩溃了。你的
I'm almost crash. I don't know how to say the Chinese for crash. Okay, anyway, so crash means crash. Okay. If your workload is actually beyond the limit of one instance, it will help you create a new instance only several seconds, but it will help to keep the customer or user experience or satisfaction. Service Fabric also supports many different programming frameworks. All this containers, container publishing, it's all scattered around. It's not a total workflow, but in an actual product development project, for development, for testing, for fine-tuning, we need to have a consistent workflow. What's the ideal situation?
You do the development, you do the local development, just like I did with my PC. I code in locally, package it, test it, debug it, all locally, and then through a dot container. Just the new gate, a sort of a bank. You will get the mirroring of the container. You put your code in the gate hub. I'm really sorry about the confusion of the two languages. Anyway, I will use both of them. GitHub. You put it in the GitHub, and you design your own CICP pipeline. You publish it, and during the publishment, you can use the monitor tools to oversee the functioning of the system. It's a beautiful chart, but only one company can do it. You don't have to guess it, because the name of the company is Microsoft, the only one. A complete containerized workflow. Okay, seeing is believing. I'll show you a real-time demo. I come back to Visual Studio. Two quite average .NET programs. One is about the forefront and the other is the backend. I pack them into my container. What shall I do? If you don't know what to do in the Visual Studio, just click the right button, add doc support. Looks great. Click. Containerize is a fantastic word, but it's quite simple. Okay, just a simple click. You see the containerization. I also do the same with my backend. Click the right button, doc support. I can choose to make it a Windows container or a Linux container. Easy, it's done. Front and back end, it's all the same. The doc compose includes both front end and back end. And I put it into an environment that supports doc component. And then the program can run. The same program, I set up several nodes. I run it locally. With the doc support, I can run it natively. It takes some time. It's going to translate my program and then put it into two mirrors and then produce the doc compose file and put it in my container engine and run it the back end and the front end. Seems that it's downloading the mirror. Please be patient. Thank you. The mirror image is not cannot be found natively. I don't know why. Well, when we do cloud computing, we always do it with a backup. We have the main PC, we have a backup PC, and my backup is with James. Okay, let me check if the backup works. Well, it actually works, but some files are absent natively, so it has to download. It takes some time. You can't see it from where you sit, but if you look from my perspective, it's really exciting. Okay, on the other PC, the program is running, and on my PC, the two containers are running. Now I'm going to do some debugging. The testing. Can see the first node is triggered. Here is the key, continue. You can see I just simply jump to the breaking point or the breakpoint at the back end. It's so cool. Just imagine a real circumstance. I have two servers, one to run my back end data, one is run my cloud. You can see, just imagine how cool it is to jump from one to the other. It's cool, it's very handsome. It's terrific. Only Microsoft can do it. So, you see, it is worth waiting. It's a very cool function. This is the container, the introduction to container. If you need more information, you're encouraged to visit the website.